Here We Are is my probably shorter than that. But Pip, that was amazing. Thank you. And I know a lot of people found it very, very interesting. So when we hear the name Peter, we might think of strength, leadership and faith. Yet Peter was not born a rock. He was an ordinary fisherman with weaknesses, fears and failures. What made Peter significant was not his natural strength, but what Christ made him through grace. In Matthew 16, Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter responds with one of the greatest confessions in Scripture, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus says, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." This passage teaches us important truths about faith, identity, and God's work in our lives. Peter's confession did not come from human wisdom. Jesus said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Peter became a rock because he first recognized who Jesus truly is. The foundation of Christian life is not self-improvement, religious activity, or personal achievement. It's the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Saviour of the world. When storms come, faith stands firm, not because we are strong, but because Christ is sure. Before Peter became a leader of the church, he was impulsive and inconsistent. He spoke before thinking. I think I can recognise that trait. He doubted. He failed. Jesus looked at Simon the fisherman and called him Peter, meaning rock or Petra. Christ saw beyond Peter's present condition and saw his future purpose. And God often does the same with us. What about others in the Bible? I found this on Facebook. Noah got drunk. Jonah ran away. Moses stuttered. Abraham was old. Lazarus was dead. Peter had a temper. David had an affair. Zacchaeus was short. Martha was nervous. Paul was a murderer. Jacob was a cheater. Gideon was insecure. Sarah was impatient, Elijah was depressed, Miriam was a gossiper, Thomas was a doubter. At the end it says, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualified the called. So we may see our own limitations, our mistakes and weaknesses. God sees what his grace can accomplish. He calls people not merely according to what they are, but according to what they can be, through his power. The story of Peter reminds us that God specializes in transforming ordinary people into instruments of extraordinary purpose. One of the most encouraging facts about Peter is that he failed publicly. The same disciple who confessed Christ later denied him three times. Around a fire in the courtyard, Peter declared that he didn't know Jesus. Yet Peter's failure was not the end of the story. After the resurrection, Jesus restored him. He did not cast Peter aside. He forgave him, recommissioned him, and entrusted him with the care of his people. This is good news for us all. Failure does not have to be final. God's mercy is greater than our mistakes. The same Lord who restored Peter continues to restore those who return to him in repentance and faith. Jesus said, "I will build my church." The church ultimately belongs to Christ. Peter played a vital role, but Jesus is the builder. I should just point out that that is an interpretation of Peter, a little bit more realistic than our cartoon that from last week. That was from an exhibition. If anyone wants to look at the book, all 21 of the pictures are in here. I think they ran out of books quite early on. So Throughout history, God has used pastors, missionaries, teachers, and faithful believers. Yet the growth and preservation of the church remain the work of Christ himself. Empires have risen and fallen. Opposition has come and gone. Cultures have changed. Yet Christ's church endures because he is the builder and its foundation. Peter eventually became a courageous witness. The man who once denied Jesus later proclaimed him boldly before crowds, rulers and authorities. What changed? The risen Christ transformed him and the Holy Spirit empowered him. God calls believers today to stand firmly for Christ with the same courage, not in our own strength, but in his. The world needs people whose lives are anchored in truth, shaped by grace and committed to the gospel. Peter the Rock teaches us that faith begins with knowing who Jesus is. God sees potential where others see weakness. Failure is not the end when grace intervenes. Christ is the builder of his church. Ordinary people can become steadfast witnesses through the power of God. Peter was not a rock because he was flawless. He became a rock because he trusted the one who is truly unshakable. May we place our faith in Christ, allow him to shape our character and stand firm in his service, knowing that the same grace that transformed Peter is available to us today. Jesus also tells Peter that he will give him the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he looses in earth will be loosed in heaven. This symbolizes authority. In those days, keys represented the authority to open, close, admit or exclude, granting him foundational authority to lead his church and admit believers into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is laying the foundation of his church. His disciples will be the leaders, and Jesus is giving them authority to open the doors of heaven and invite the world to enter. We will see in weeks to come what doors were open when we look at Acts. 3,000 Jewish people, Samaritans, the Romans, the Gentiles, would come to know Jesus. The keys to heaven have been unlocked for us all as believers, and because of the death and resurrection of Jesus, we can enter freely and forgiven. Amen.